Thank you, sir. 5:35 at WHO. Van, an alumni in the morning. And our alumni early this morning is Captain Jack. Patty Christensen will be in at 7 o'clock this morning. And how many miles did you say you put on that airplane over Des Moines? Just traffic reporting?
2 million.
2 million.
2 million miles over Des Moines. Basically, for the most part, in a little Cessna 150, a two-seater, but yeah. I had different airplanes, so it varied.
Now, you really, as far as I remember, really only had one close call, didn't you?
Yeah, I had an accident. Let's see, that was 78, May of 78, and what I was doing is the traffic reports were over, and so I was coming in for a landing, and I had a 50-mile-an-hour headwind, which is fine. You'd think, oh, my goodness, that's terrible. No, actually, that's fine, because my ground speed, if I'm doing 80 miles an hour in the airplane, my ground speed's only 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm hardly even moving. Yeah, it's real easy to land. But all of a sudden, I touched down, and as I touched down on the grass field at North Field, is what it was called then, it's Morningstar now, but I touched down on the grass field, the wind shifted to behind me. So instead of a 50-mile-an-hour headwind, I now have a 50-mile-an-hour tailwind.
Wow.
And they call that wind shear,
yeah.
Is the new thing that they call
it. So Bob Wilbanks had that right when he was on
here. He was perfect. Bob, you did an excellent job because it's so hard. But here I'm landing and I'm doing 30 miles an hour on the ground, and then I'm doing 40, and I'm doing 50, and my brakes are locked on, and I say,
wow.
I'm running out of runway here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take off.
Doesn't that go right toward the interstate?
Well, it was the other way. I was landing to the north, so I was going away from it. But there is a road there and a ditch on each side of the road. So I said, okay, I'm going to have to take off. Well, this airplane was a super monster airplane. It was a Super 150 that I was flying at the time, which I used to tow banners around the football games, right. Iowa State and Iowa. So it had a huge alligator-type engine in it, and you could just take off at the airport, municipal airport. You'd get at the end of the runway, and there's numbers on it. Well, at the other end of the numbers, which is about 100 feet, I'd be climbing at 2,000 feet a minute. It would just go straight up. It
wow.
Had so much power. But even with all that power, I couldn't get out of that wind shear. It just really surprised me that I couldn't get out of it.
So what happened to the airplane and what happened to you?
What actually happened is it was like I kept going straight, but I got the ditch there. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing 100 miles an hour or more.
Is there a fence?
No, there's no fence. But what happened is I hit the first ditch and the wheels came off the airplane.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going across the road. And I almost made it over the next ditch that's on the other side, but I hit about a foot before the top. I wasn't going quite fast enough at that point. So it nosed in, and so I stopped in 6 inches. So you're doing 150 miles an hour, I guess, at the time, and you stop in 6 inches.
And did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot.
Really?
I do remember turning off the gas because I was a flight instructor. I knew you had to turn the gas off, so I turned the gas off so it wouldn't catch on fire. And I turned the master switch off. Other than that, I don't remember.
I remember a few times when you were up in the air and you were doing traffic, and for whatever reason, the control board operator would relay the message to us, Captain Jack cannot be reached. And it got real quiet in the studio. It's like, but you were always fine.
Yeah. Those times. This particular time is a little rough.
And then, like you said, that was after your reports were done.
That was, I'm pretty sure it was after my reports, but Dave Buzik was the news person at that time, and it reporting that story just broke him up. He had to quit, basically. It was really tough.
That would be hard.